Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Oh, we're going to talk about cursing and bad speech.
Woo! Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day, and I believe that you are splendid listeners. Splendid people all over the world. Listen, wherever you are, send me an email. Send me an email. Let me know where you are and how it is affecting. Tell me how the program is affecting you. If it's not affecting you, tell me that too. If it's terrible, text me and tell me that too. Email me and tell me if it's terrible. That's all right, though, because I enjoy talking about God to people. I enjoy it. Whether it be good construction or bad, whatever you guys have, I listen, send it to me. I'm glad to hear it. Hey, glad you're listening. Now, head on over to podbean.com, download the broadcast, and share until you can't what? Share no more. Man, we're reaching a lot of people all over the world. I never thought it would go that far, but okay, it's gone. You know, I don't think of myself as some great anything. I just do only what God allows me to do, and if He blesses it or takes it someplace, so be it. I can't really plan this stuff out. I don't know where it's going. I don't know. All right, now listen, this is one thing I want to tell you today. Just want to tell you, okay? It is difficult to punish pain and guilt out of people. It's difficult to do that. For some reason, we tend to think that if we just make people feel bad about something they did to us, you know, like in everyday life, we think if we make them feel bad long enough, they'll, you know, come crying and ask for forgiveness or begging for forgiveness. You know, that's, yeah, it's kind of hard to do that. You're going to be wasting your time trying to punish the pain and guilt out of people. You know, it's hard to do. And it's actually a waste of time to do it. You know, like even like that's every day, you know, but even in preaching or in talking to people in church or whatever, you know, they'll tell them, oh, God's going to get you. Oh, you know, they really, you're going to the hot place, you know, and so they'll say that to try to get you scared or something like that. Sometimes, like I said, people need that, you know, but it's really a waste of time. You're not going to be able to scare people out of sin. You're not going to be able to scare people into heaven. You're not going to be able to do that. You know, trying to get the guilt out of them and make them feel, but no, it's a waste of time. You are best just to forgive them and move on. Even if you're right in being angry about something that they did, they took advantage of, they did this to you, they did that to you, I'm telling you, forgive them and move on. You will be a better person. And they're, listen, and most times when we're upset with those people, they are in the bed sleep someplace. They're getting all kind of sleep. All the blessings are still coming to them. They're still getting everything. They're not even thinking about what they did to you. You know, just forgive them and keep on moving. Now, you still watch them, but you and forgave them. You don't hold that against them. You don't let that happen again. Whatever they did, you don't let it happen again. And if you see them trying to pull you into something that's going to make you upset and make you go off, and you keep the peace. We tell you that at our church. Don't let nobody turn you against your church family or your family at the house. You keep peace. Don't get into nothing that's going to cause no ruckus. No. Mm-mm. You keep the peace regardless of what happens. You keep the peace. Don't fall into any kind of little traps that people set for you to get what you gonna say so they can take it back to somebody else, or get what you did and record it on film, take it on or on their phone and send it out so that they can get you on social media. No need to get upset. You keep the peace, because you're not trying to guilt them. You forgave them. You know, God forgave you, and you spreading the forgiveness to everybody else, because everybody needs forgiving. Now, really think about it, you know, as horrible as some things that people do, can they be forgiven of it? Can they be forgiven of that thing? You know, do you really have to hate them for the next 10 years? Do you really have to keep all that animosity and hate and stuff in your heart and in your mind, to where you wake up thinking of a way to get them back, and every time you see them, you're trying to figure out a way to sabotage something they're doing? Can they really be forgiven of whatever it is that they did? You know, just like you were forgiven, spread the forgiveness, man. You know, you say you love God and everything, go ahead and live like it. Live like you love God, forgive people. As ugly as it is sometimes, as bad as it feels, you know, the family dinners are awkward, the family gatherings are awkward, whatever. You know, just forgive them and be done with it. Go on and move on. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. You don't have to ignore them. You don't have to do nothing. Just, you know. And if they really want forgiveness, right, it's really already eating them alive already. It's really getting on them for what they did. Maybe they feel guilty already. You know? I don't know. Forgive, man. You're not going to guilt people into doing what's right. You're not going to be able to shame them into it. Don't waste your time doing that. You are a much larger person than that. You're a bigger person than that. Your mind is thinking differently. You know, because it's difficult to sit there and trying to punish the pain and guilt out of people. You're not going to be able to do that. God don't do that. And then there's certain ones that just ain't going to act. They just going to stay the way they are regardless. So there's no need in you sitting up there worrying about it. Don't sit there and worry about it, man. Move forward and keep going. All right. Now we're going to talk about this here. Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to verse 24. Proverbs 4, verse 24. Now I think this goes along with that, you know. Trying to guilt people and all it, this goes along with it. Verse 24 says this: avoid all perverse talk. Now, we can talk about things that you know, whether it be jokes. Some jokes are just dirty, just really bad and deep down and dirty. They're funny, but they're actually dirty. And God tells us to avoid all perverse talk. You know, you might have seen something in a movie and you're talking about it, and or you're repeating it. Avoid all perverse talk. Sometimes your friends have some of the wrong things to say. They're your friends, but they're saying perverse things. God says avoid all perverse talk. If they're talking it, don't you talk it. Go find something else. Get a phone call. Go check your phone or something. Whatever it is, go start texting something else about something else while they're talking about that. And then when they're finished, you can come on back. Second part, it says stay away from corrupt speech. Stay away from corrupt speech. As much as you want to curse sometimes, stay away from corrupt speech. As much as you like to talk about somebody, as much as you want to say something about somebody, stay away from corrupt speech. Spreading lies, stay away from corrupt speech. You know, I always tell people, they go and say, oh, this politician that, and I don't like this politician that, and I don't know, they did this and they did that and they did this. Okay, sometimes you have the proof that they actually did it. But the stuff that you don't have the proof on, and you don't know those people, don't spread those lies, regardless of what side they're on, whether they're Republican or Democrat. Don't spread lies about people just because, you know, you might disagree with them, but don't spread lies about them, especially the stuff you don't know. And if you don't know it firsthand, you really can't say it. You know, unless God gives you the revelation, but still, you don't walk around talking about it. God gave it to you. He didn't give it to everybody else. He didn't give it to you to give to everybody else. He gave it to you. Avoid all perverse talk and stay away from corrupt speech. Our tongues are the hardest things to control. That same Bible talks about it. The tongue is the thing that's almost impossible to control. And whatever you are on the inside is what comes out. Whatever you're thinking on the inside, that's what your tongue is going to talk about. Now think about the things that you've been talking about just this week. Just think about that. Think about the things that you might have been talking that wasn't really spiritual speech. It was more corrupt and it was more perverse than... It wasn't Holy Ghost speech. It wasn't things about God, and it wasn't thanking God for what he's done. In between the thanking of God and the singing and the praying, some kind of way, some perverse speech, and made its way into your locker room. Some perverse talk has made its way into your home, into your phone, into your posts, into your social media. Think about that. That's a big thing. Avoiding perverse talk. That's not just us speaking with our tongue. A lot of it is our fingers. Our fingers do a whole lot of talking. And you don't have no proof about it, but it's perverse. And you're just spreading it and you're just talking about it because it's funny, or you're going to get some likes, or you get some followers or something like that. And okay, all right. But just remember this. You know, God has already kind of told us, you know, if you want your life to end up in the right way, he told us, guard your heart the way you think. Because if you guard the way you think, your tongue will follow. Your tongue will speak as if your mind is guarded, or the way you think is guarded. Because that way you think is what determines the course of your life. So avoid perverse talk and thought too. Thank you, Lord. Avoid perverse thought and avoid perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Life is hard enough. You don't need no more foolishness going on. You don't. You just don't. So stay away from perverse talk and be the best that you can be.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.